Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington is the man we're going to begin with so that we can better understand very, very interesting developments happening in our world. And the first one, Bob, let's talk about the president in the White House, a television interview with ABC Network, making a statement that he supports mixed marriages, gay marriages. And he says that he's ready to stand on that, an historic announcement maybe from a president. I don't believe there's ever been a president that would make that kind of a statement. Now, the reason I want to ask you about that is because of your connection years ago with putting together the statement for the military, which was don't ask, don't tell. It was the situation of the gays in the military. What are your thoughts? I mean, you told me, if I remember a conversation we had after that decision was taken to get rid of the don't ask, don't tell in the military, you said this is the beginning of the end as far as this issue is concerned. What are your thoughts?
Well, absolutely, Jimmy. Over 20 years ago, I certainly made those public statements that, you know, that's ultimately what they're looking for, is to legitimatize homosexuality as the moral equivalent to heterosexuality. And I can't help but be mindful of what the Reverend Franklin Graham said in a statement he released yesterday, and I'll just quote one line. While the move to pass amendments defining marriage is relatively new, the definition of marriage is 8,000 years old and was defined not by man, but by God himself. It seems to me that Mr. Obama has placed himself in the position of God, and he is a powerful man by virtue of the position that he has, but he brings disgrace upon this country and, I think, upon our God.
Well, and it's going to bring judgment from God. I happen to believe he wiped out an entire society, Sodom and Gomorrah, for the same issue, for sodomy. Now, many people refer to that act as homosexuality, but biblically it's known as sodomy. You could see the beginning of the end, could you not, when they changed the situation there in the military?
Well, I did, Jimmy. And unfortunately, because subsequent to that, I spent 10 years at the Family Research Council, battling that issue as well as other moral issues, and have continued even to this day. I have over four decades in Washington dealing with the political scene. You know, I find that much of what goes on behind the scenes is incredibly evil, but homosexuality has been a pervasive piece of that evil presence in this city, and it's reached all the way to the White House. Years ago, my mother worked at the Ford White House and on Capitol Hill. So even as a cadet at West Point, when I'd come home to that environment. So I understand and have continued to understand for a long time how pervasive evil is in this city and how politicians become captured by that pervasiveness. It's a sad day in America. I hope and I pray Americans across this land will stand up and reject what this president wants. Clearly, the people in North Carolina and went to the polls the other day, and even those that had supported this president in the past have made a very strong statement that they're going to define marriage as between a man and a woman and not two men and two women or whatever. So it's a very significant issue, one that we all need to track very carefully.
I thought you made a very interesting statement just a moment ago. It's a very sad day in America, number one, but it should cause all of us to go to prayer. And we're supposed to pray for those in higher authority. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we need to pray that they will have their hearts right and abide by God's law, God's plan for all of society. Just a quick report. Any difference in the situation as far as the military is concerned since they did away with don't ask, don't tell?
No, the president and his minions have made it clear that, they want full recognition for homosexuals in the military. And so they're the general counsel and others in the Pentagon have been trying to, recognize same-sex marriage already. And I wrote about that last fall. And so this is just going to put more energy behind that. And unfortunately, the people wearing stars and bars in the Pentagon will acquiesce to whatever their political minions hold them to. And unfortunately, our Congress seems to be cowering away from, standing for their constitutional responsibility under Article 1, Section 9, Section 8, where they are supposed to set the rules and regulation, not the administration. I think things are upside down. And until they're right-sided, I don't think that we're going to see the type of moral leadership this country needs.
Bob, thank you for your statements on this particular issue. This is the focus on today's program, and I'll be talking about it when I take the Bible and open it up at the end of this broadcast. We've got some other issues we need to discuss with you. We'll try to do it rapid fire if we possibly can. You sent me an email about a man who came out of Azerbaijan, and you said it's concerning. Talk to us about it.
Well, actually, he was right inside Iran on the border of Azerbaijan, and there were reports 2 months ago in Foreign Policy magazine about the Israelis having to deal with the Azerbaijanis regarding use of an airfield for the potential use of attacking Iran, should that become necessary, by Israeli F-16Is. And this man said, look, he was just there less than a week ago, and he said along that border, the Iranians have placed a lot of anti-aircraft batteries facing north into Azerbaijan. And he also talked about specifically the flow of oil, circumventing the sanctions that the United Nations and even Western Europe and the United States put on that country. All of that oil heading mostly toward China, which should not surprise anyone.
Wow, that's a very interesting and up-to-date report. President Putin, now that term hasn't been used for about 6 years. It is now back in vogue, and in possibility, there is the fact that he may be there as the president or the czar. It's interesting where he was inaugurated in the halls of the czar there in Moscow. But what's next, and why is he not attending the G8 summit?
Well, his excuse is that he's busy putting together his cabinet and making other appointments, which, given that he just took over, there may be some truth to that. But, it's not as if Putin hasn't been at the helm of government for the last 12 years. He served 8 years as president, 4 years as a prime minister, and now kind of steps across the city to the Kremlin again and becomes the president. And, not to go to G8, I think is a stiff arming against Obama. And it's basically acknowledging that, he's trying to figure out how best to put Russia on a different track, a track that is more grandiose than it has been since the fall of the Iron Curtain.
Yeah, and we're going to have to watch him because he is going to become once again a major player in this world. Now, there's a lot of activity still going on. The opposition is really going after President Assad there in Syria. A couple quick thoughts about Syria. Is it going to go to civil war? Many people are saying that.
Well, I'd argue that they've been in civil war. They've had a large segment, a lot of the Sunni population, resisting Bashar Assad. There's, of course, help from Iran and from Russia. Coverage politically and through supplies. The concern that I have is that Al-Qaeda is in the midst. The Muslim Brotherhood there in Syria is feeling its oats, and it could be involved in a counterinsurgency that would spread throughout the region to include the Jordanian Muslim Brotherhood, which I think is very ripe for an uprising itself. And, of course, that's one of the things I point out in a recent article, that I see that the spread not only from Syria into Lebanon and Hezbollah, but that Jordan under King Abdullah II is, I think, in a very precarious situation, which should really destabilize the eastern border with Israel. And now that Egypt is going Islamist and will soon elect a president down there that is anti-Israel, you've got some very serious problems if you're sitting in Jerusalem.
Bob, you've got an article posted on our website, and it's a must-read for everybody. Please go there, prophecytoday.com. You're talking about America's unshakable commitment to Israel's security. Is that really the case? Do we have a unshakable commitment to that?
No, unfortunately, of course, On Thursday, a bill was passed in the House, now it goes to the Senate. I'm not sure the Senate's going to take it up, but it basically says that we need to have unshakable support of Israel. We need a security cooperation relationship with Israel that bolsters the relationship, encourages them, supplies them what they need to do to defend themselves. I'm not even sure President Obama, if a bill did get through the Senate, would sign it because of his mixed messages in the past with regard to Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm concerned about that as well. It's a must read. Go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Read Bob's guest editorial on our website. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for keeping us abreast of what's happening geopolitically. We'll talk again next week.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.